Theater School at DePaul University presents Esperanza Rising by Lynn Alvarez, based on the book by Pam Munoz Ryan, music by Victor Zupanc, director Lisa Portes, musical director Mark Elliott, dialect coach Claudia Anderson, scenic designer Maggie Armendariz, costume designer Haley Rakowecki, lighting designer Jamie Davis, sound designer Sadie Tremblay, dramaturg Lauren Quinlan, stage manager Emily Mills, running October 8th through November 14th, 2015. At the Theater School at DePaul University's Merle Ruskin Theater, 60 East Balbo Drive, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. Email, theaterboxoffice@depaul.edu, phone, 312-922-1999. The cast and order of appearance. Esperanza, played by Paula Sanchez Abreu. Lone Mariachi, played by Gonzalo Cordova. Hortensia, played by Ida Diles. Ramona, played by Julia Atkin. Sixto/Mailman, played by Brian Healy. Miguel, played by Michael Cohen. Servant Girl/Isabel, played by Talia Paimo. Marielena/Marta, played by Nicole Lockard. Tio Louis, played by Jack DeCesare. Modesta, played by Claire Allegra Taylor. The ensemble is made up of Connor Bredbeck, Julia Buckton, Siri Collins, Noelle Daniels, Hannah Greenspan, Allegra Larson, and Jack Ray. The time and place. Aguascalientes, Mexico, and San Joaquin Valley, California, 1929 to 1930. The play will be formed without intermission. Theatrical Smoke and Haze is used in this production. Produced by special arrangement with Plays for Young Audiences, a partnership of Seattle Children's Theater and Children's Theater Company, Minneapolis. Director's note. You know, I bet that you or someone you know has a parent or grandparent from another country. Do you know their story? My abuelo, for example, was the superintendent of schools in Havana, Cuba, but the Cuban Revolution of 1959 forced him to flee his country. When he got to the United States, he worked in an upholstery factory in Miami. When my dad came, he was just 14 years old, carrying only a suitcase and his violin. He had been the best student in his private school. But when he got to Miami, he went to work with my abuelo in the upholstery factory. When people leave their country and immigrate to another, they don't just make a journey from one place to another. It's a journey from one whole life to another. Their worlds turn upside down, and everything they once knew is lost. Their new lives are scrambled and strange. How do they make a new life? How do they create a home that feels like home in a foreign land? The next time you talk to someone from another country, ask them. Ask them about their journey. I guarantee you'll find their story as fascinating as I hope you find Esperanza's. Lisa Portes, director. Dramaturgy note. Esperanza loves to show off her beautiful dresses and admire her expensive dolls, believing that her home is rooted in those things. However, a string of terrible events forces her to abandon those pleasures and accept a life full of hardship and weathered hands, but also a life full of love and finding beauty in the simplest of things. She rises from the dust as a mature young woman, able to handle any obstacle that comes her way. Not because of her cushion of wealth and power, but because she has the warm love of her family guiding her forward. In today's world, home takes on even more meaning. Families may be bigger or smaller than average, with more than just children and parents living together. Some people live in the same house for their entire young life, while others constantly move from place to place. Some others may find the greatest comfort in a treasured picture or stuffed animal. No matter what is happening in your life, you can always look to the people in your home for guidance and support. Home could be the roof over our heads or the possessions we care about, but the enduring comfort and support of loving friends and family is the only home we can take through life's twists and turns. Lauren Quinlan, BFA 3, Dramaturgy Criticism.